Blog Talk Radio.
Basically had this program going for 2 years and some months now, almost 2 years, and over 2 years, and we've kind of slowly fell off on our listenership. Don't know really what the reason is for that. Probably because there's 8 million different programs to listen to. I posted on this program last Thursday, which was the 28th, I believe it was, that if you want to continue to listen to this, just shoot me an email. Didn't get any emails, so that pretty much tells me either you're randomly listening for a little bit, tuning in, and not listening to the whole program. So I'm starting it this way. PastorMikeTarsi@yahoo.com. PastorMikeTarsi@yahoo.com. If you still want to hear A Minute with Pastor Mike, shoot me an email. But what the best time is to listen. I could go live at those times, so then give you an ability to be able to call in. You're obviously all listening. Even when we had hundreds of listeners a week or a day, you were listening at different times, not live. So whatever your time zone or whatever, put down in your email the time if you want to continue to listen. And then I can change up. We're going to be changing up. We're going to be taking the summer off and be back in September. We might be back every day. We might be a one-day-a-week program. Just depends on what's going on there. But really want to hear it. Really want to hear what goes on and how to live according to God's Word in today's world, because we need it, especially after the cover of Vanity Fair has Bruce Jenner on it, dressed up like a woman and kind of looking like a woman. And it's just so sick. This whole thing, everything's just so twisted. It's just more and more and more twisted. But so if you want to continue to hear and continue to be encouraged, I would ask you, please, PastorMikeTarsi@yahoo.com, shoot an email in there and let me know. Time, topics, that kind of stuff, too. Real quick, I just want to share a couple things here with you. Nothing can ever separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come. None of those things will be able to separate you from the love of God, and that love of God is in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:30-39. The ocean is really beautiful. Have you ever noticed the ocean? We live real close to the ocean where we are here. In fact, certain days you can't actually go out and almost smell the bay from where we are. I mean, we're really, really close. But it's such a beautiful thing, yet it separates families, it separates friends and entire continents from each other. Here's what's interesting. The body of Christ in heaven, there will be no separation. No separation from each other or from God, ever, not for all eternity. Here's some things that I want you to hang on to. There are going to be no hard feelings, no hurt feelings, no misunderstandings, no critical spirits, no divorce, no death, no sickness, no weakness, no tears, no sorrow, no dangers, no hardships. None of those things. God is going to be with us, and we will be with each other for all eternity. No arguing over style of worship, what worship is, how should we posture ourselves, standing up, kneeling, dancing, sitting, none of those things. None of those things will ever separate us in our Father's house. God is with us. I shared this last week, but just I want to end on this one too, because it's important for us to know, especially in the times we live in. And the time I'm going to take off for this summer, I'm going to be doing some other things. I've got to get some stuff done and some things. But the Apostle John suffered in exile on Patmos near the end of his life. And you think with him doing that, he probably prayed earnestly to be restored to his family, his friends, his church, his ministry, everything he normally had. And that island is way out there in the middle of the bay, as it were. It kind of looks like if you've ever seen Alcatraz from San Francisco, it looks the same way when you're in Greece and looking out to the island there. And he kept praying. He wanted to. He wanted to be off there. Our attitude and our heart would be with that too. But God didn't answer his prayers like that. While he was on the island of Patmos, he wrote the book of Revelation, and God revealed Himself. Jesus revealed Himself to him on that island in Patmos when he was in exile. All of us have our certain times, our Patmos, as it were, a place where we're cut off and exiled from maybe ministry and friends. And it could be a hospital bed, it could be a small home with a lot of children, or even one child. It could be your workplace where you're surrounded constantly by people that are politically correct. In their hostility towards Christ, it's a big deal today. People hate to hear about Jesus. They don't mind talking about God sometimes. We can talk about Allah all day long, but you mention Jesus and things are going to go south. So understand this. In any of those times, look up. God is with you. I was motivated to on Sunday to speak because we were talking about communion and being in fellowship with God. And I didn't have enough time. I needed about 40 hours to be able to relate this. But in a couple of minutes, let me just tell you this. We sing songs that we call worship songs. And we say, you know, like, Holy Spirit, come down. It's kind of like we're looking up and we're asking the Holy Spirit to come down on us and to rain down on us and be, you know, rain down, come down. If you're a Christian, you're Spirit-filled, the Holy Spirit is already here. He's not going to come down. He's already here. And if you've got a room full of people who are supposedly Christians, born again, Spirit-filled, the Holy Spirit is there. We're two or more gathered, not only for church discipline, but for worship or any other function. The scripture that says two or more gathered in the name there, that could be for church discipline, but it could be for worship, it could be for praise, it could be for anything. It could be for lamenting, it could be for pain, it could be for any of those things. Because why? The Holy Spirit is in you. So when we sing, oh, Holy Spirit, come down, rain down, come down, break these chains, they've already been broken. He's already here. We need to start acting that way. You know, we cannot worship God corporately if we do not worship God individually. If you don't worship God, if you don't love the Lord, if you don't love Jesus, you can't get together with a bunch of other people that say they love Jesus and then love Jesus together, because you can't be involved in that. And it will not be corporate worship. It could be corporate singing, but not necessarily corporate worship. Worship God in all that you say and all that you do, and He'll bless you. So, send an email. That will really determine what's going to happen with this program, Minute with Pastor Mike. Send an email. So until I get some emails and make some decisions, you guys have a wonderful summer, and we'll see you soon.